It's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Boy, do we have a great guest for you today. We have Captain Conway Bowman. He is like a shark fishing aficionado on the fly, but he's also representing Cast Hope, which is a great organization that does wonderful things for kids. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun day today is. Always love having Conway in here. Man, talk about a cool thing. Cast Hope is sure a great organization. It's going to be a fun day today, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Conway.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you. Now, you were telling me tall tales of big makos. Why don't you first, before we start talking about Cast Hope, tell us... Tell us about your job. You retired from the San Diego City Lakes. You were the reservoir keeper up at Hodges, right?
Right, yeah.
And you retired now at the ripe old age or whatever you are.
Yeah, retired. 15. No,
yeah, yeah. Anyway, and now you full-time guide, taking people fly fishing for Mako Shark.
That's right. Yeah, so I retired a year ago. And the minute I retired, the phone started just blowing up.
I'll bet it did.
And I've been nonstop, probably since May, guiding for Mako Sharks on a fly. And to be honest, this is the best year I've ever seen in terms of volume of Makos, size of Makos. And I've been doing this since the mid-90s.
Yeah, right.
And it's been great. And, yeah. You know, and it's big game fly fishing, and we're out there, and it's all catch and release. That's the other thing.
100%.
100% catch and release. Barbels, hooks, short steel leaders. You know, it's really...
Do you get your flies back?
So we do, I do. So in recent years, I've been tying tube flies, and so they have foam on them, so they float up to the surface once I release the fish.
Oh.
So and what's going on with this fishery is a lot of these fish are very large now, and... You know, an angler will hook the fish, watch the jump, you know, put them in the air several times, and then I chase them down in a boat. I fish out of a small bay boat. And a lot of times, those fish, they won't come to the boat. They're big, and they see the boat. They'll only get within, the closest they'll get is probably 25 feet. So at that point.
Like what's big?
Well, I've hooked, or my clients have hooked makos this year that have been, you know, around 500 to 600, 700 pounds.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you guys have seen those things out there.
Oh yeah.
And I've had a couple this year that were over 1,000 pounds. These are 12 foot makos.
Wow.
And a 24 foot bay boat.
Wow.
And so people see that, they're like, oh my gosh. So my theory behind the bay boat is it's small, it looks like something to eat for
sure.
them. And they look at it, they charge it like it's a swordfish or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also too, I just want to say, when you say bay boat, you are still a 24 foot center console with a raised deck, not a 13-foot Valco that you want to go fish in the bay in.
No. It's an older Triton 240 LTS. I've had it since 2007. Yeah. It's the fishiest boat
it
ever.
It lives over in Dana Landing.
Right there.
Mission Bay.
You walk out of the back ports, and there's the Seafoam Green Triton.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So we get these large makos. You know, it's funny. These guys hook them, and we hook them on, like, we're catching them on marlin poppers, or our orange marlin poppers. They come up. They grab it off the surface. It's a really delicate take, too.
Chum them in.
Yeah. The guys hook them, fish runs, they jump, I chase them down, and about probably an hour into that battle, they're like, yeah, I don't know, I don't think I can get this thing to the boat. Which, of course, that's what I tell them right off the bat. It's like, chances of you getting this shark to the boat are pretty slim, but we'll try it. So we get up on the fish, we get as close as we can, and then I just basically pop the leader, and I have a very light, it's a 40-pound.
You can kind of look at the camera and show the
yeah. Oh, we're, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's called a fuse box chicken. Yeah. It's that long, and it's right above the steel leader. And so I can get on that leader, and I'll grab it, and I'll just pop it. So it pops the leader, it breaks the fish off.
Got it.
The fly floats up the steel leader.
Because it's barbless.
It's a tube fly, so it slides up and
it's
down.
It's like it's sliding on the leader line.
Yeah, and it floats. I grab that. The fish swims away. He only has a steel leader about that long hanging out of his mouth, and it's a barbless hook.
Which he'll probably shake quickly anyway.
He'll shake it out.
But your fly goes up immediately because it floats to the surface, and now there's nothing stopping it on the back.
Well, you're not reaching in that mouth.
Oh, no. Heck no.
No.
But the smaller ones, yeah. You know, I'll do a proper release stick. Release on fish up to about 150, 200 pounds.
Wow.
But then after that, it's like, nah, it's not.
Because they'll end up in the boat sometime.
Well,
right?
They will. And
yeah. Has that ever happened?
Yes. And
I love
Michelle.
Instant hesitation.
Michelle, it happened. No, I'm telling my wife. No, it has, and it's not fun. Thank God, not a large one, you know, not large fish. But I've had them over the years, jumping the boat.
Trying to release them.
Well, no, actually not. When the angler makes the hook set and the fish is coming right at the boat.
Oh.
If the fish doesn't turn away from the boat and you stick them and they feel that hook, they go crazy and then they'll just jump and they'll jump right at the boat. And they'll clear the water 10, 15 feet.
Wow. Sure.
So when that happens, you get a 5-gallon bucket, you got to put it over their head, you got to basically have the other angler pick up the tail, and you basically, you know, take it, you know, put it over the gunwale rail, and dump it in the water, and then it swims away. They're really tough.
Yeah, I can't imagine what having like snapping jaws inside your boat is like.
No, it's crazy.
Just got stuck.
Yeah,
so
a mad one.
Well, so so these fish in recent years, and especially this year, have been getting very big. I had one grab my prop and my anti-cavitation plate on my outboard, and I stand on a Yeti cooler in the back, at the stern of the boat to sight the fish when they come in.
Yeah.
This fish was one of those 1,000-pounders. It literally grabbed the anti-cavitation plate and the prop, and it was rocking the boat back
and forth.
I'm not kidding. And it knocked me off the Yeti cooler.
Wow.
It was insane. It was like a scene out of Jaws.
Wow.
Then it starts swimming, and it's swimming the boat. In a circle like this.
Just sizing you up.
It was crazy.
How big?
Oh, that's long.
Over 1,000 pounds. It was 12 feet long, so whatever that is. What do you think?
As big as a
giant,
boat.
You know, like
half the size of my boat.
Half the size of your boat.
It's insane.
Yeah,
but it is, it's like.
Mammal eater.
Yeah, what's that?
Mammal eater.
Yes, mammal. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So the ones we want around.
Yeah.
And it's been unbelievable. And, you know, I've seen so many more big fish, which is great.
Yeah.
But I think it's because of the presence of the larger food item, which is the bluefin tuna. I think they follow them up, and then they just stick around now. And, yeah, it's been great.
Could I ask you a big favor?
Sure.
Can you drag some of these big ones over to the Coronado Islands and eat some sea lions?
I know. Well, I think they're concentrated off La Jolla now.
Yeah. That's the problem, right?
Yeah. I've seen a lot of great whites, too.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've seen 8 great whites this year.
This year?
Great whites. Big ones?
two big ones, and most of the other ones were 200, 300 pounds, so juveniles.
Yeah. So do you get the fly out of the way?
Oh, yeah, we just watch them. Yeah, you can't, you know, people say, can I hook it? It's illegal. You can't.
It's illegal.
Just watch them. They're a different creature, though. They're not like a mako. They're not aggressive. They come around the boat. Like an elephant walking through the jungle, they're just kind of looking at you. Whereas a big mako, they want to attack the boat.
That's one of my most favorite fish in the world to see in the water. Like, they come in like a fighter jet. Like, there's no other animal like that. They're so just sleek, and the way they turn in the water, like, they are the coolest.
They are the coolest. And I honestly think, and Zane Grey agreed, that they were one of the greatest game fish in the ocean. And they're right here. We can target them on a fly. And people still look at me. What? You're targeting makos on a fly? Yeah, it's great.
What weight fly rod?
Well, so I have custom rods made now. They're one piece. They're made out of various blanks, some Calstar blanks, some other blanks. They're out of New Zealand. I can't remember the name of them. But, yeah. And I guess they would be rated at 20 weights, 30 weights. They're heavy duty.
Yeah.
And they're one piece, so you can...
Like custom reels, too?
No. The fly reels these days are making some pretty big ones.
Yeah.
But the reel is just... You hook them, you let them run, and then you're chasing them down. So it's just basically a kind of a winch just to get the line in.
Yeah.
And the great thing about makos is oftentimes they don't sound on you. They stay on the surface. Because with a fly rod, you're only putting a maximum amount of pressure. It's probably maybe 15 pounds of pressure. That's it. So they're not fighting pressure, so they stay up on the surface.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool way to fish. It's different.
Yeah.
It's kind of like bow hunting grizzly bears with a recurve bow. It's the ultimate...
Ultimate angling challenge.
Yeah, it is.
And you're booked. I mean, you're like book solid all into next year.
I am.
Do you have any, like, if somebody wants to go, I got to try this.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have availability.
Oh, yeah, I've got it, yeah.
How do people book with you?
Just ConwayBowman.com.
It's ConwayBowman.com.
Yeah. Or you can get, like, Instagram, ConwayBowman. That's a good one. And there are a lot of great photos on there, too, of the makos.
Instagram, ConwayBowman.
Yeah.
So
the other thing that I just want to say is so cool is, like, you by no means need to be a seasoned, perfect fly caster, fly fisherman to go do that with Komatsu. I mean, if you've never picked up a fly rod in your life, but you love the ocean and fishing and tuna fishing and the thought of seeing one of those things coming, like, you could put somebody on one, no problem with making a short cast, right? Like, that's all I'm saying. You don't need to be a seasoned expert to go do this.
No, you don't. You can. I get a fair amount of anglers that have never even casted a fly rod, and they make a 25-foot cast. I can get them to do that really quickly. And then it's a matter of watching that shark take that fly and then setting the hook correctly. And, I can walk them through that.
Yeah, totally.
And then they're on the biggest fish of their life, and they're watching that thing jump, and it is insane.
I just encourage people to do it so much because it is so cool.
Yeah.
And, you've probably done a lot of cool fishing, and you'll just be amazed at a fishery like that is in your backyard and seeing one of those things come into the boat and then what they do when you get a hook into them. It's so sick.
Yeah. So we're fortunate that we have this great fishery.
It is.
It's really cool.
And this year is a stellar year.
It's a great year. It's just
an abundance of food around, and they're eating machines.
Yeah, right? I think so. And I think that somebody was telling me, since they banned longline, how many years ago was that?
A long time.
We're seeing those fish now. Yeah. The ones that recruiting class is coming back now that whatever it was 20 years ago, those sharks are now coming back that were probably pupped at that point.
Great to see them.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So talk about Cast Hope.
Yeah.
So what is this? This is a big event coming up here next week?
Yeah, next week, next Saturday, August 24th. So
Cast Hope, yesterday.
Yeah. So Cast Hope is an organization that I run in San Diego. It started in Chico about 15 years ago. And so I was asked to be the regional director 4 years ago. And every year we do a fundraiser, right? And so what Cast Hope does, it takes kids and a mentor fishing, and we teach them how to fish. We just don't take them out and put them on fish. We teach them the fundamentals of fishing. It started as a fly fishing focused program, but when we opened up San Diego, fly fishing isn't a big thing down here. We don't have trout streams, so we expanded it more into fishing. So we're teaching kids how to fish. Now, fly fishing is a big part of it. We teach them how to fly cast, but each mentor and each kid has the opportunity to go fishing with us every month. We provide a guide. We provide whatever they need. We have two boats that we use. We go to the local lakes also. It doesn't cost them a penny. We bring all the tackle, but we're teaching them how to fish.
And how do you find the kids?
So we work with some of the school districts in town. My right-hand man, Manny Aceves, is connected with the Spring Valley school system and the San Diego school system. And he brings those kids into the program. And, that's it. And then, so we're branching out now with military families, law enforcement, because when you talk about at-risk kids just aren't inner-city kids.
Right.
Every kid is at risk if they have a parent that is working as a police officer, as a fireman, if they're in the military. There's always that, and parents are like pillars, right? So one parent's over here, and you have one parent at home, but they have to kind of manage the kids.
Sure.
So at risk, I've defined that as not just kids from the inner city. They're everywhere. And so we're trying to expand the program out to all those communities. And it's working great.
It's awesome.
And we do seminars. We do three seminars a year. But the other great thing about the program is it's just not about fishing. It's about service. So the kids have to give us one service day a year. They have to go out and do a trash pickup, or they have to contribute something somewhere in the community. So whether
cool.
it's planting trees in wetlands or it's doing a trash pickup. And then we have a science day. They come out and we take them tide pooling. We go to a water quality lab for the city of San Diego. We walk them through that. We take them to Scripps. And we have microscopes set up for them that they can look at things. When we're at one of the lakes, we'll take the water out of the lake and we'll look through a microscope at that stuff. And that inspires kids to do other things too. And I always say this, fishing is just the door that opens up greater opportunity for kids. So we start with fishing, but we have kids in our program that are more into the science. We have kids that are in the program that are more into the service. We have kids that are in the program that are more into the fly tying part of it. They don't want to pick up a fly rod. They just want to tie flies. So it's more of an artistic thing for them.
Neat.
Fly fishing, because it started as a fly fishing program, for me, it's a great teaching tool for kids too.
Sure.
And what it does, fly casting builds... You have to build a great foundation to be a good fly caster. So understanding the position of the rod, line speed, and then as you progress through those steps, you start setting incremental goals. So your first goal is a 30-foot cast. Boom, you hit it. The second goal is a 40-foot cast. The third goal is a 50-foot cast. So I take that in our seminars, and I say, as a kid, you have to set goals. You have to have a good fundamental. You have to have good fundamentals, and then you achieve those incremental goals, right? And so that's a metaphor for life for these kids. And when you explain that to them as you're teaching them how to cast a fly rod, it clicks. So it's not only about the fly fishing and the fly casting, and those incremental goals of 30, 40, 50 feet. Those tools can be applied to life. So you're in school. You're in school. Get good grades.
Achieve your goals.
Achieve your goals. Get a good grade on a test. If you're in sports, achieve your goal. You want to be the best baseball player, then start working towards that. But it's little things first.
Yeah.
It's that 30-foot cast.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic.
So
the event next Saturday is what?
It's a cornhole tournament at Alesmith Brewery at 6 p.m., 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay, where is Alesmith?
Alesmith is in Kearney Mesa.
Okay.
It's a great brewery. It's awesome. And we've got the whole back room. We have Traeger coming in. They're going to do the barbecue.
Wow.
And Alesmith's going to provide the brew. And it's going to be a really fun tournament. $175 per team.
Okay.
If you don't want to participate.
Cornhole is the game that you throw into the little group.
Right.
Little circle, right?
And everybody can do it.
Yeah. It's an easy game.
Yeah. It's not like, having a poker tournament.
Yeah.
Like, if I went to a poker tournament, I'd be like, I don't even know how to play poker.
It's kind of like horseshoes, but easier.
Yes. And more fun, yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's just going to be great. It's going to be laid back. Come out, support the kids, $175. Or if you don't want to participate in the tournament, it's $50 to get in to get the food. And, man, we have some dynamite raffle items from Orvis, from Yeti. Yeti's a big sponsor this year.
Nice.
They've really stepped up to the plate. We've got some great destination auction items. And my brother-in-law, Sean Stiles, is going to donate.
That's your brother-in-law.
Yeah. He's going to donate a private dinner for people at a beautiful house in Escondido. So,
the chef.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be great. But ultimately, it's to raise money for these kids in our program because we have to buy all the tackle.
Yeah.
We have to do all the stuff.
Right.
And as you know, it's tough. It's tough to keep the program going without the funds coming in.
So how many kids have been through the program?
6,000.
Oh, wow.
But not the San Diego program.
Right.
But 6,000 since its inception. But 600 in our program.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And so it's in different kids.
It is. It's in Chico. It's in Reno, San Diego, and they're opening up a chapter in Montana.
Great.
But what makes our program great is we're building a long-term relationship with the kids and the mentor. So our guides continue to fish with the mentor and kid that they've built a relationship with. And that's when it really becomes magical. It's not like just going fishing one day and see you next year. It's like they become friends. They become part of the family. And they're learning not only fishing, but they're learning life lessons. They're learning about achieving those goals, setting those goals. And it's awesome. It's great.
How fantastic. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Conway Bowman from Fly Fishing for Sharks, some of his adventures, maybe even give us some tips on fishing Hodges. Who knows, right? and of course, Cass Hope, taking care of good kids.
I want to peel a GT story or two out
of that.
We're going to have a great time this morning talking so much great fishing and such an unbelievable organization. Just going to be a lot of fun and a great show. And we would love to have you join us this morning. If you want to participate in Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or you can send us a text. Text the show option, so popular anymore here on Let's Talk Hookup. We already got a bunch of great texts rolling in before we even start taking them. If you want to text the show, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we've been really touting it lately, but it's the truth. The most important thing you can do if you're a fan of Let's Talk Hookup is have that Let's Talk Hookup app. Regardless of how you take in today's show or what the easiest way for you to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, there will always be Let's Talk Hookup playing on that Let's Talk Hookup app no matter what's going on, and a great source of information for whatever is changing, like the announcement of the new, you know, live on Facebook.
And don't forget, watching YouTube now, YouTube and Facebook.
Totally.
We had a couple thousand people watching us yesterday, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, for the inception, I thought that was great.
Yeah. So, Let's Talk Hookup radio show and Let's Talk Hookup radio show on YouTube or Facebook. Just go, or you can just go to our website or at the easiest way is just go to our app, and all our social media is on there. Just click on that and you'll be able to watch us right now live on Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, we're having a great time. It's going to be a really fun show. Again, if you want to join us, if you want to participate, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Not only are we doing all that great fun stuff and, you know, getting to hear all the archived shows on the app and getting to call in and talk to Conway, we are also giving away a really cool prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show. And that's going to be determined by the coin flip. Everybody's going to get to see the prize coin now at the streaming live. And one lucky caller or texter is going to win a $300 gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. We talk about this prize all the time. It's my favorite. You basically are given $300 to get to do as you wish on Costa's website, whether that be get a high-end pair of glasses and spend all your money on the best shades. You can get a couple of pairs of different glasses. Maybe go polycarbonate. You can spend the extra money on some of the great Costa gear, whatever you want, $300 coming your way to Costa. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading those texts, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with North Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at North Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all North Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see North Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why North Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. North Lithium.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here already this morning. So much fun having Conway in studio, talking Cast Hope, talking all the great fly fishing. Just going to be a fun day. Again, busy, busy morning on the phones. They're already stacked up. But if you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090.
Yeah, for sure. Conway Bowman here. For sure. Having a great time. I want to hear more about those giant Makos. I mean, so is there ever one that comes into the chum line that you say, no, we're not going to hook this guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah? Yeah. He's too big.
Well, yeah.
I literally don't believe you.
Well.
I've known you long enough to know I do not believe you.
Okay, so it's not me.
Yeah, okay.
It's the angler.
That I can handle.
I had an angler. this big Mako came in, and so before the fish came in, I asked the guy, what's the biggest fish you've ever caught on a fly? And he said, well, it's a 12-inch brook trout. He was from Vermont. I'm like, oh, okay, I think we might beat that today. Well, the first shark that shows up is like a 500-pounder. The guy looks at that fish and sits down and goes, nah, I can't do that.
Don't want that. So, yeah. Did you hook it?
No, I let it. And the guy was like, he was going, oh my, and he was like freaked out. So I said, okay, well, if we just hang out a while, maybe a smaller one will show up. And so, lo and behold, an hour later, like a 40-pounder came in. Guy said, I think I can do that. So he hooks it, brings it to the boat, we release it. And so we talk about confidence, right? When you're big game fishing, you know, right. you catch a small one, then then your confidence is built and you need a bigger one. So that 500 pounder showed up again like 2 hours later. And I knew it because it had rammed the bottom of my boat and had a big streak of anti-fouling paint on its head. And I go, there he is again. And he's like, oh my. And so the guy said, oh, I think I can do this because he had caught the smaller one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hooked it and got it to the boat. And he was
wow.
like, and it changed his life. That guy now is like a big time tarpon tournament fisherman.
No
and that,
kidding.
Wow. Yeah, he totally got possessed by the saltwater fly fishing bug, and it all started right here on the Mako sharks. But literally, he saw that first fish. He's like, nah, I can't do that.
No, I don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. We're packing up. We have some great texts. You want to get through 213-432-1090? I guess we have a young man on the line, Tyler.
Taylor from California. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Taylor? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi.
Hey, Tyler. How old are you?
Taylor or Tyler?
13.
You're 13.
Taylor, all right.
Yeah.
Taylor. And you like going fishing?
Hi. Oh, yeah, I love it.
What kind of fishing do you do, Taylor?
Saltwater.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah? What's your biggest fish?
Ooh, a big bat ray.
Big bat ray. Okay.
Mud marlin.
Perfect. Yeah.
15 in the wing.
That's a big one.
Almost fooled me twice.
That's a big one. Yeah, for sure. How did you get into fishing?
I've kind of just been fishing all my life, but, like, one day, my dad brought a rod home when I was little, and then I grabbed it, and then I wouldn't let go, and then I just went fishing, and then I loved it.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Well, you ought to go mako shark fishing with Conway sometime.
Yeah.
You
want
to see a mako shark?
Sure. One time, we were mako shark fishing out of, like, San Diego. We hooked up onto, like, a big one. It couldn't even jump all the way out of the water. It jumped halfway.
Oh, man, that's a big one.
And then I got scared.
Yeah, that would scare me, too.
Yeah. That is a big one.
Well, that's cool, too.
It was bigger than the boat.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. I would have been really
scared. You need a bigger boat. To quote an old saying, right? Hey, Taylor, thanks for joining us here. And, yeah, that's kind of the spirit. Appreciate that. And you keep fishing right out there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's kind of the spirit of the whole thing coming up next Saturday, right, is the event.
That's right.
Is it adults only because it's at a brewery?
Adults only, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit, though. You know, just the goal is to raise some money.
Raise money
kids.
To take kids like...
Yeah, yeah. Tyler. And yeah. It is really inspiring to have a kid like Taylor call into the show.
Yeah.
And I remember, as a kid, my dad took the time out every weekend to take me fishing. And these kids that we have, they're single parent homes.
Yeah.
They oftentimes don't have a parent that will take them out. They don't have the opportunity. So my father that's what he did. And
yeah.
I mean, God bless his soul. We spent so many times on the water. And going to Stanley, Idaho, going to everywhere. I mean, fly fishing Bonita out here in the Mission Bay Channel in the early 70s. But he took the time to do that, and it changed my life. And that's why I'm sitting here right now talking to you.
Right.
So I want kids to have that opportunity.
Totally. Yeah.
And fishing changes lives, but it's the experiences through fishing that really changes your life. It's spending time with that person, whether it's your mom, your dad, your uncle, your brother. Those are the memories that you hold. Down the line,
totally. No doubt about it.
And
I have them. Yeah. Ricky has them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, it's not even the fish you catch. It's the connection.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So, does Cast Hope have a website, and can people check out not only the event on Saturday,
yeah.
but also how to get involved in Cast Hope?
That's right. So, casthope.org. If you want to go to the event, you can register right there, and we prefer that you do that.
Oh, okay.
So just
right
go
online.
To casthope.org.
And the event's next Saturday
next
evening?
Next Saturday evening,
at
August 24th, 6 p.m., and it goes till 9. So casthope.org, and also you get all the information about Cast Hope, what we do, what regions we serve, and our goal to help kids out and keep them connected with their mentors and the outdoors.
That's cool. That's cool. Another great organization we talked about yesterday, and that's Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. And, of course, you see the Rollo Week promotion. It went very, very well. A lot of our listeners bought tickets. Tickets are $25, or you get 5 for 100. And if you buy 5, you also get into that special drawing for the 2-day trip on the American Angler and Brian Kierhoff's rod.
Yeah, completely refinished. 524 Harnell that lived on the Royal Polaris that was fished with Captain Rollo, fished with Brian Kiyohara. That was a Harnell boat rod, hook and hand. Like, think of the
piece of history
and life on that. And so not only are you getting
week
that
12.
Rod, they took that rod, refinished it, brought it back to like new condition, all the love, all the history, and somebody's going to win that at the end if you buy $100 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
So get into that special side drawing.
Easy to do. You call Tim, leave a message, 951-264-7382. Or just email him at win@rollokids.org, win@rollokids.org, and he will call you back and get you set up.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. I had one to announce, too. It was so wild yesterday, first day, new things, and I really wanted to talk about it yesterday and missed it. But it's going on this morning, and it's a fisherman swap meet, and it's over at Lake Jennings in Lakeside, and it's put on by the San Diego Council of Bass Clubs. Bruce Smith was talking about it yesterday, and it's just a same deal. Yeah. It's just a good get-together, and the guys did a great job of putting a bunch of people. So it's at Lake Jennings, started this morning at 6 a.m. It's going on right now all the way until 1 p.m. No charge to go in or anything. And in addition to obviously buying a bunch of hopefully cool gear at the swap meet, there's opportunity to talk to all the different bass clubs that are out there. And just a really cool event. And I wanted to mention to the boys yesterday, apologies, it got crazy in here with the new YouTube and new stream and everything. But again, a very cool opportunity at Lake Jennings going on right now.
Very good. All right. I have great text here from Rob in Seal Beach, and he says, good morning, guys. I have a question for Conway. Once you hook the Mako, describe how it fights when you hook a blue, in comparison to bluefin tuna, which stays in service until they know they're hooked. What does a Mako do?
So a Mako shark, when you cast a fly to them and you catch them off the surface, a lot of times it's not a really aggressive take. It's more of a kind of a searching take, and they'll kind of grab the fly kind of softly off the surface, and once they realize they're hooked, then they take off. But I will tell you this: sometimes they kind of hang around the boat for a little while, for a few seconds, because you have to understand a large predator like a Mako shark is used to attacking something and getting poked in the face and kind of hanging around. They don't have a fight or flight sort of like a reaction sometimes. So sometimes you'll hook them, they'll kind of hang around the boat, and that's not the ideal situation for me or the angler, because if that fish doesn't move away from the boat, once it realizes it's hooked and it's close to the boat, then they can like jump in the boat.
It's dangerous.
But I'll say this, most times you'll hook them, they'll turn away from the boat, and once they feel that hook in the corner of their mouth, they take off. And
they take off hard.
Very fast. I mean, they will move at 30 miles an hour. I am not kidding.
Wow.
You will be in on a fly rod. You'll be in your backing 300 yards within like seconds. I mean, it's insane.
Wow.
And then they're jumping.
Kind of like a marlin.
Just like a marlin.
Really?
Same thing. And they'll run, then they'll jump. You know, they'll jump 20. They'll jump three times their body length. And it's insane to watch.
Whoa.
Wow. They're the most spectacular fish you've ever seen jump in salt water. You know, and we've all seen marlin jump, but Mako's are insane.
And now we can see pictures of that probably on your Instagram, so, Conway Bowman.
Yeah, go to my Instagram, and I've got photos of these wonderful creatures jumping out of the water.
Sick.
So
wow.
Once they jump, they settle down, and then because you're not putting a lot of pressure on the fish with a fly rod, at most you're putting 15 pounds of pressure. And that's the high end. They don't feel, they're not fighting the resistance of that pressure, so they right. stay on the surface. And so what I will do is I will run them down in my boat, and I'll slide up alongside of them, and then I'll get the release. So
nice.
They rarely sound on you. But make a shark sounds and you're in, let's say, 1,000 feet of water, see ya. There's no way you're getting
them. You're not
back.
Moving them.
Nope.
Yeah.
On conventional gear, I caught a massive Mako off Catalina a number of years ago. And it 5.5 hours to get that thing to the boat.
Five and a half hours.
The guide said it was 1,300 pounds or bigger. It was
Whoa.
Massive.
Jeez.
But the reason why it took so long is because I had a lot of pressure on that fish, and it just kept moving away from the pressure.
Yeah.
With a fly rod, there's not a lot of pressure. They take off, they jump, and they settle down, and then you just run up on them. So it's really great. So you can get these very large fish to the boat with light tackle.
Pretty amazing.
It's cool.
So let's talk about catch and release for a second, because this is so important with Mako sharks and the future of that. It's a very vulnerable species.
It is.
And you release 100% of those fish. And I will say this, too. Fly fishing for Makos is not a amateur game. You need to know what you're doing.
You do. They can be very dangerous. So it's sort of, you can't just go out there and just willy-nilly.
It's like, I'm going to go catch one on fly, right?
Yeah. So the reason it's a little more dicey is because of the size skiff that I fish out of, right? But I need that skiff to really have these fish react the way I want them to. It's a small skiff. It's something they... Like I said earlier, they're coming in, they're hunting you down. And this is the only thing in fishing, in fly fishing, for sure. That where you're
hunting you.
You're getting hunted by what you're trying to target.
That is so true.
So that's the dynamic that, you know, it's like, whoa. So once you're out there, it's like, okay, now I'm in their neighborhood, and they're hunting me down. But releasing them, I mean, that's why I use a barbless hook. When you release them, you have to get right close to their face to get that hook out of the corner of the mouth. Now, if it's a big fish, I'll go ahead and pop the leader, that little fuse box tip that I talked about.
Right.
And that's the safest way to do it. But they are a dicey fish at times, just like a marlin. Marlin can be dicey. But the thing is, you know, the business end of a mako shark oftentimes is right in your face. And so I always suggest, if you're going to go out and do this, make sure you have somebody that understands how to leader a fish, that understands the dynamics of a large game fish. They are a fish you don't want to mess around with.
Even on conventional tackle.
And with conventional tackle, I think they even get more squirrely because of the pressure you're putting on them with that conventional gear. They don't like that. So a fly rod, you have the advantage of the light pressure. So they're sort of like, they kind of settle down a little bit. With that heavy gear, I mean, you're always on them, right?
Right.
And you have the big cable and the big hook, you know, yanking at their, you know, the corner of their mouth. I mean, I use Gamagatsu 10-aught hooks. They're a very kind of a smaller hook. And those are really small compared to what a lot of guys shark fish with.
Sure.
But back to catch and release, I've never killed a mako, and I've been doing this over 25 years. I've had guys offer me a ton of dough to keep one for the record books, and I will not do it because they are a vulnerable species.
Right.
However, I will say this. I'm not against people keeping mako sharks as long as it's reasonable, not going out and slaughtering a bunch of. I think that the larger makos probably shouldn't be killed.
I just because that's a breeder.
Those are the breeders. I think that a smaller one's fine, but
like a 50-pounder,
50-pounder, even 100-pounder. Those aren't really sexually mature, but those big giant females, they should not be killed. They're carrying pups. It takes 19 months for them, so the gestation cycle is 19 months. Almost 2 years.
Wow.
And they only have, I think, 5 to 10 pups.
And they have live birth.
And the crazy thing is, in vitro, they start off probably with 25 pups. The most dominant pups eat the weaker ones.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And there's only one?
No. You got 25? Well, you know, they wheedle it down to 10, probably. They eat the weaker ones.
Yeah.
So the ones that aren't going to make it, the little guys are eating them in mom's belly.
Wow.
And then when she has them, they're killers.
They're eating machines.
Yeah. And there's a word for that. I don't know what it is. Some biologist could probably tell me. But it's a tough neighborhood in vitro, and it's a tough neighborhood when they get out.
Holy mackerel.
Bad.
But we encourage everybody to release the sharks because you like sea lions? They like sea lions.
Oh, they love sea lions.
They love sea lions. That's so the more of those big ones that are around, the less sea lions we're going to be
right? Exactly.
And that's their food. That's our food source.
It's a food item.
It's fact of life.
That's right.
And
And I always say it's a tough neighborhood in that chum slick. It's like, and I had a sea.
Do you ever see sea lions in your chum
slick? All the time. And I have makos chase them away. In fact, I had a mako attack a sea lion earlier this year.
Sweet.
And I will tell you this, it was one of the most brutal things I've ever seen.
Really?
But it's life.
Yeah. That's life.
You know?
That's their food source.
There is no equality in that chum slick, man.
No.
It's like, these things come in, and if a big mako's in there and a sea lion comes in, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know, they give them one chance. They'll chase them away once. If they're dumb enough to come back a second time, they're dead.
Do you think mako sharks are pretty smart?
Yeah, I don't think.
Speaking, in a fish world,
I think they are. As a fish, they're very intelligent. And that's the other thing. Observing that, you're like, whoa.
That's the coolest part about what you're doing is like you're seeing all of this. You know, when you're tuna fishing, you cast a great bait and you get a bite and it's all, but you don't see. You'll get to see any of it. You know, maybe you see a splash on a popper, but like you see this fish come in, you see their dynamic around the boat, you see the dynamic change when all of a sudden there's a new food source, like what they're going to do. It's just everything about it you're getting to watch.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's, you know, like you said, you watch how they assess, they look, how they attack a bait, how they come up to the boat. And they're methodically thinking. When I'm standing on my cooler in the back observing, they'll roll up and look at you. Just look at you. And then they'll make a circle. And then they'll disappear for a minute. Then they'll come back. You're engaged with that fish the entire time. Not only me as a guide, but the angler watching this happen right in front of you know, him or her, it's like, whoa, that's crazy. And you're being sized up. Like I said, you're being hunted down. This is the only thing in fishing where you're getting hunted.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had an experience like that when I went on the Searcher Sport Fishing trip to Guadalupe Island for great white shark cage diving.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I was invited to go on that trip. Unbelievable experience. And when you're in that cage with the great white sharks, they're watching you. And you know that they're just like something special about the intelligence of that creature. It's like, if you were just on the other side of that bar right there, man.
Right.
But they're just a... they're kind of a next level creature in the ocean, for sure.
They are, yeah. But it's funny. I think a mako, in fact, I know a mako is much more aggressive. They're wired differently.
Yeah.
They're sort of like...
Because you've seen it.
I've seen makos chase them out of the slick.
Wow.
And it's because I think the mako feels like he has been slighted in his life. He doesn't get any respect. He's like, oh, this great white's getting all the protection from the National Fisheries, and I don't get anything. Well, guess what? And it's like they take it out on you.
Wow.
It's really funny, and they're a way more aggressive shark. And some people might argue with me, but come on my boat.
Well, I've seen it in the cage there. When there's a dead tuna thrown in their face, they get pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
But even then, not voracious like you've seen videos of sharks attacking things.
Right.
They're still just kind of, I'll take a chunk out of that.
They're very methodical.
Yes.
The thing about a mako is they're, like I said, they're wired differently. They're you know what they're like? They're like a cat.
Yeah.
So, you know, cats can be sitting on the couch and be petting them, and they just, and all of a sudden they swat at you because you did something that ticked them off. That's how they are. Like, they can come in, oh, okay, cool, and then all of a sudden, boom, now the light switch went on to go after you.
Yeah. Go time.
Great whites, I don't think...
they're more like an elephant of the sea.
That's right.
They're like... They could kill you easily.
Yeah, they're like... Where the mako is the cheetah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
that's rad.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's it, man. Hey, I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. Sounds like another great organization to contribute to, and it's all about the kids. Also, Alesmith, what a great spot, and a great spot for the fundraiser. Great food, great beers. Close to Coldwater Spirits and to my oldest daughter. I'm going to have to be making a stop. I just wanted to say a special thanks for everything you do for the kids, and that's from Jeff in Huntington.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's
appreciate it, man.
That's
really appreciate
cool.
it.
Well, hey, let's jump in the phones, Rick.
Got it. How about this
Just so for the people watching our YouTube or Facebook, is we have our screen over here that JP is actually screening your calls for us, and then he puts it up on another screen over here, so that's why we look over here at the call.
You got it. A little inside baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike and Torrance, you're up next on the phones here. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us rolling here.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I want to thank you for all you're doing for kids. That's way to go, Conway. And that Friends of Rollo is the pinnacle. We should all put some money into that. I want to give a report from the Condor last weekend. We went out to the Cortez Bank and anchored up about 4 in the morning, and the fish bit till 6 at night when we had to pull the anchor and leave. But the big yellowtail on the bottom was spectacular, and Captain Joel's got a great organization going over there. He's doing a great job. So I just wanted to thank him and say good on you for taking care of the kids. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. That's great. Yeah, that fishing out at the bank has been pretty sensational.
Oh my God. So it's been fun and a much, I don't want to say much needed break, but a very cool, different break to the season. You know, so much of our fishing had been nighttime, deep dropping, night jig, all that kind of stuff. And then seeing this with the influx of yellowtail, daytime fly line fishing, kite bites.
Yeah.
You know, times where you could fly line a sardine and catch a bluefin on the surface, or drop a yo-yo jig down to the bottom and hang a big yellow on the same anchor job, you know, hearing things like Mike's report where they're catching bluefin and yellowtail not moving.
Yeah.
Pretty special.
Pretty special stuff. All right.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to talk to our buddy, Captain Corey Sandin, who has just came back from an amazing Let's Talk Hookup trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris. We're going to get a report from Corey and a whole lot more of your phones and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, the new Talikas have me excited. Oh, the Talika 20A and 25A are here.
I don't want to sound like I wasn't excited for the 12 and 16. I certainly was.
Yeah, pretty
I thought
cool.
It was an improvement. I thought it was a great reel. I love it. I love the changes. The difference, though, from old 12 and 16 to new was some for sure. The difference from old 25 and 20s to the new is a whole other world.
Yeah.
The new 20, the new 25, they boast a lower low gear ratio, different handle configurations, different spool height, different drag system, extra bearing. I mean, like, it is a completely new reel that's still so perfectly reminiscent of the old. They nailed it.
Not to say that the Talika 20 that you have in your quiver right now isn't a bad reel. It's a great reel. It's just there's some slight improvements that Shimano make in that 20 and 25A that just make it the perfect reel. Even more.
Yeah, you said it best. I don't think you need to rush out and get rid of your old 20s and 25s. They work perfect.
Add them to your quiver.
But there is no doubt when it comes time to replace, that the new one, it's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a different paint job on the same old reel.
No.
They did a lot of really good internal improvements.
So check it out. The Shimano Talika A Series at your local Shimano dealer.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated. 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois. 606-046-937-3983. License number 6002.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Mako. This has got me so fired
so
up. Right. I'm ready
gotta
to book
go
my with Conway right now.
Let's book a trip with Conway Bowman.
So cool,
yeah,
dude.
For sure. Conway Bowman. Conway Bowman on Instagram.
Yeah, Conway Bowman on Instagram. Yep.
And then also on your just ConwayBowman.com.
Yeah, ConwayBowman.com.
Yeah, and you can actually book online.
Yeah, sure.
You can book. Oh, you have
or just call me.
Booking.
Just
call you.
Yeah, my number.
Your number's on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Call me. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, just call and book. See what's available.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, our good buddy and co-host Corey Sandin's on the line. Good morning, Corey.
What's up, Corey?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. And Conway.
Corey.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just got back from a pretty sensational trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh, Pete. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet, as you know, and often referred to as the Galapagos of British Columbia. It's just so beautiful. And as Conway mentioned earlier, it's kind of the journey and the experience. Getting there is sometimes the biggest part of the story that's untold. And when your journey to these islands, which are remote and offshore, it's just so beautiful. And the Canadian people are everything I've heard about in my life. You know, the most warm, generous, accepting people. And, just being on that island. And I measured it out, Pete. It's 150 miles. Of island, and it's really I don't see any pressure on it at all. You know, for the two separate years I've been there, I don't see commercial fishing. We saw two other boats other than our six. I mean, it's ridiculous. The lingcod fishing, the salmon fishing, off the charts, right? But it's
how big was your biggest king?
So there were several boats, Pete, that had 30-pound king salmon.
Whoa. Wow.
There were several boats, and I saw the pictures to verify it, 45-pound ling cod.
Oh,
like
my
huge, like
gosh.
Literally, you're holding, they're holding the ling cod from arm to arm for the picture, and there's a 5-gallon bucket in between their arms.
Jeez.
Like,
wow.
Like, literally, no joke. The biggest we had on our boat was 30 pounds. The biggest salmon was in the high 20s. And it's amazing.
And were you catching the ling cods?
Well, fishing the slug, my friend.
Yeah. How big a head?
The funnest way to do it, anywhere from 12 to 16 ounce. 12 ounce is just fine. I've got to do something, man. Like, my mind was spinning. Like, within my calico world, my little narrow channel, and yes, absolutely. Like,
so are you
spinning.
Gonna be pouring,
like,
something special for Queen Charlotte? Is that what you're saying?
You know what? I'm going to pour something special for those that join the group I'm on next year.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
I have to.
Hey. Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Oh, for sure, for sure. It's and we do have two trips booked next year. The first one, actually, Corey did the second trip this year. He's actually going to lead us off next year. The first group is, give us a date, Corey.
So I'll be there from the end of July, July 28th through August 3rd.
Right.
And then you and Harold are following up right there from August 3rd through the 7th. It is... Valerie has everything figured out. She has her finger on everything that goes on. When she takes us to the airport, she's literally checking each individual in with their fish and just making sure. Not only is this the most beautiful place on the planet, Pete, the Canadian fisheries allows us to bring home just so much bounty and harvest. It is out of this world.
Yeah,
we were allowed to
limits. So, like, you can take ling cod, which you can in Alaska. You can take more salmon. The halibut limits are a little less, but halibut's not really the big. I mean, you caught halibut, right? You caught plenty of halibut.
Everybody had a couple halibut. Pete, the salmon, you mentioned the salmon. We're allowed this year, and everything changes, and they change it from month to month, week to week. We were allowed to keep 4 king salmon per individual per trip. On top of the silvers. And there was a boat that actually had 4 different salmon species in one outing. They had a pink chum, the silver, and the king.
Wow.
The lean cod limits, we were allowed 3 per day. They changed, just keep that in mind. But 3 per day, 6 for the trip, no size limit, Rick.
No,
that's
size.
Unbelievable.
Big giant.
Giant.
Yes, crazy.
And you're fishing, the crazy thing is you're fishing in like a couple hundred feet of water, right?
Yeah, we fished the majority 150 to 250 feet of water, which is relatively shallow from what I hear from, north of there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The big thing to mention, Pete, it's all-inclusive. There's no extra cost. The only extra cost, I'll lay it out for you. The only extra cost is if you want to enjoy an adult beverage in the evening, which she does include wine with dinner. Like, you can have a couple glasses of wine like I do and just enjoy. And getting to hang with the listeners, Pete, for 4 or 5 days, it's so relaxing and so chill. We're watching deer as we're eating dinner. Right out the windows.
Yes. And eagles soaring, right, like bald eagles.
Yes.
Eating, like, right in the trees right in front. It's a beautiful place. Queen Charlotte Safaris, QCSafaris.com. You want to join us next year? Or if you can't join our dates, just go.
Because this
place is unbelievable. And I know, Corey, I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Go.
But I'm telling you, I'm already planning next year. We've eaten some ling cod and salmon already. And I know you didn't make your trip, Pete. I'm going to smoke you some salmon and try to get it done for you. So let me explain, Pete, the real reason that I called in is there were so many people that rebooked for next year. Your trip, my trip. There's only a handful of spots left for next year.
Yes.
You need to give Valerie a call. And she has a couple different telephone numbers. They all go to her cell number. I'm going to give you her booking number. It's 877-815-2800. 92, or you can go to the Let's Talk Hookup website and link her off of there.
Great. Corey Sandin, our co-host here, and of course, MC's Swimbait Extraordinaire. Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, thanks, Corey. Glad you had such a great trip, and thanks for joining us this morning. We'll look forward to having you in the studio here and being on camera here with us on Facebook and YouTube Live.
Oh, I can't wait, Pete.
All right.
See you, Corey. Hey, when we come back, we're going to continue on with the catch report. We got Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing standing by, and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbert from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.